Fire is a very powerful image for anything that is trying to be used, in which it's used to express some kind of truth or reality. But it's interesting that Jesus uses the image of fire, the metaphor of fire, to communicate what he's about, what he desires to do. He wants to set the earth on fire and how he wishes that it were already aflame. And so the first thing that we can maybe call out of this sharing out of Jesus is that we can get in touch with the desire of God. What is, you know, you always think about what's God's will for you in your life? You know, what is God is asking for me? Well, listen to hear what Jesus says. I have come to set the world on fire, and how I wish it were already ablaze. My desire is to set the world on fire. That is God's will. So that's everything else, all the details of our lives as far as like discerning what God would have us do are connected to that ultimate desire of Jesus, of God, to set the world on fire. And so when Jesus speaks about setting the world on fire, what kind of a fire are we speaking about? It's not just any kind of fire. The fire that he's speaking about is the fire of divine love. That is what he came to do. Share, spread, ignite the fire of divine love in the hearts of every single person in the world. And so, as he begins to carry out this mission, we are called to consider what Jesus is about and what we are invited to as far as this mission is concerned. You know, when it comes to comes to evangelization or the new evangelization, really the best image for the new evangelization or evangelization is fire. Because that's what it's all about. That's what Jesus came to do. And that's the beginning and origin of all things. And that's what evangelization is about. And it has to begin with us. And when we speak about the new evangelization and the old evangelization, at the heart of it, they're all the same in the sense it's about spreading the fire. So a movement of evangelization several hundred years ago was the movement of the devotion to the Sacred Heart. Probably many of you have an image of the Sacred Heart hanging in your home, right? And so we have an image of the Sacred Heart here. That heart that is externally manifested on Jesus' chest is what? It's inflamed. It's an inflamed heart. It's a heart that's on fire. What's the message here? The fire of divine love, what Jesus came to offer to us. And so when it comes to fire, and that's the fire of divine love, and that's what, you know, and that's what our ultimate call, that's what God's ultimate will is for us, how do we kindle that fire in ourselves? Is it just automatic? No, absolutely not. That's completely foreign to Jesus' message. He is adamant that we have a part to play in whether there is a burning fire of divine love in our hearts. Well, when you think about camping or going out to and you start a campfire, what do you need to get that fire going? Of course you need a log, but you need some kind of kindling, right? So, something to heat that log up to begin the process in which that log begins to become consumed. And so we can use pine or some kind of, sometimes if you're desperate, you're using newspapers or whatever, you know, just trying to get it, trying to get the heat and moving so that the object that's going to provide the fire for the campfire can move forward. And so what are the things that we can use to kindle the fire of divine love in our hearts? Well, and what are we doing? Well, one of those, the most important of any type of kindling for the fire of divine love in our hearts is prayer. You know, I say it again because that's essential. Without that kindling, it's impossible for the fire of divine love to ignite in our hearts. And so, does it matter what kind of prayer? Yes and no. The important thing is that we're praying. But there are some, you know, as when you talk about kindling a campfire, there's some kindling that's better than other kindling, right? And so in our tradition, we believe that the rosary is a very powerful type of kindling that will begin to ignite the flame of divine love in our souls. other devotions, the Stations of the Cross, adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, the reading of sacred scriptures, all those are ways of kind of kindling the divine fire in our hearts. And what do you know from your experience of camping and being outdoors and working to keep a fire going is that you often have to keep kindling it because it can tend to kind of die out, right? And more logs have to be thrown on. And so it's a continual process. It's every day that there's got to be some type of activity in our part that's kindling the fire, heating up the fire of divine love in our hearts. You know, it's really an exciting thing to think about the fire of God's divine love, and that his ultimate desire is to share that divine love with us. If you've ever just taken a few minutes to reflect upon love itself, you know, maybe an experience of love that you have with your spouse or a child or a friend, and you get out of the busyness and activity of the day and all the urgent demands and just contemplate love, of like that you're able to share and experience this reality. It's so hard to describe, but you know the truth of it. It's powerful. And what that understanding gives you is just a taste of what God is wanting to offer each and every one of us in the sharing of his divine love. So now we've talked about, you know, the importance of, the plan of God and divine love, evangelization, the kindling of the fire. What's another element that's essential if the fire is going to take at the campground or for the campfire? You've got to have oxygen, right? Without oxygen, their fire is impossible, no matter how much kindling you have. And so if you want to think about igniting the fire of divine love, God's love really exploding, taking off in our hearts, then the oxygen for that is really faith, our life of faith. Without the faith, nothing is going to happen. And we're not just talking about faith that's able to kind of recite definitions or communicate information. We're talking about a faith that's ready to take risks for God, to trust in God, to be stretched. And to the degree that we have that oxygen of faith, the fire of God's divine love is really going to explode and come forth and ignite in our hearts. So that's talking about the new evangelization and God's mission in bringing the fire of divine love to our hearts. But there's another part of evangelization, and we're not going to get into it too much today, but I do want to share that it's essential and important. This fire is not just turned inward. This is a fire that's turned outward. And so evangelization, and the image of fire tells us what? That it's got to go out, that it's got to spread. It's its nature to inflame that in which it comes in contact with. And so that's why Pope Francis talks about in his encyclical, his letter on faith that just came out a few months ago, that faith is communicated from person to person, from person to person, like a flame, like a candle communicates its flame from one candle to another, he says. And so, as part of our mission as Catholics to evangelize, we've got to be willing to and open and ready to share that flame of divine love, God's divine love, with those around us. Last night, I was eating with a parish family, and eating with a parish family, and we were just talking about, you know, when it comes to sharing one's faith with, you know, the raising up of children and bringing children along in the faith, and how do parents communicate or share their faith, and we spoke about how, like, just around the dinner table, the importance of parents talking to their kids about how God has played a part in their day, how they are discerning God's will and God's plan, their hopes, their aspirations, each and every day. Having that conversation, that's the way that really begins to kindle and share out this faith that this fire of divine love that we have within us. That conversation, those conversations have to be taking place first of all, in our homes. And then once our children are familiar with it, we become more comfortable, then it's going to go spread out to the world. But it's got to first begin with our family. So as we continue with these sacred and holy mysteries, we just consider that why Christ has come, why we're here at this Mass. We come to this Mass to receive the Word of God, this living, dynamic Word, and to receive the greatest expression of divine love in the Eucharist, so that we might be set aflame. If we're not walking out of this church set aflame in our hearts, we're missing out. We're squashing the flame somehow. We're sucking out the oxygen through our sin. This is what the Lord is calling us to, and this is what we pray for in our own hearts.